Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I hear, we hear you. I think LaVarne and Arlene are hearing our comments on all of these matters. And I know for a fact that the national office is trying to gear up to getting all of these ideas out. I think that little bits and pieces have been coming into the national office, both to LaVarne and Arlene. And I do want to point out that they have had an extremely hard, again, especially for Arlene, and first year for Arlene, second year for LaVarne, they've had a very hard year in just kind of reining in the situations that we all know. And hopefully 2011 will be easier for them, where we can move forward on all of these breakups and breakdowns of numbers and facts and figures, and get people interested in numbers. Again, I will continue to say, back home you start mentioning numbers and budgets, and 20 out of the 24 members' eyes start immediately to glass over.
Yeah.
And that is very difficult because, you know, that's a fact of life. Anyway, do we want to take action on the national office budget so that we can quickly review the Chiquito Archives budget?
But do we have to go into closed session to discuss the other income revenue thing that affects the shortfall?
Yes.
Well, did you factor us in at our central services rate based on the $3 million we're willing to accept?
That just changed it. Yeah, the one you have has the $3 million.
And does that still leave us with this $98,000 deficit?
No, I think before it was 77.
It was originally 77.
That was 300,000 times 17%. So that's almost
51. So it's $50,000. And Arlene said there was something we should discuss in closed session.
Oh, right.
Well, it will be, let me put it to you this way, Bruce. It will be a reduction. But
right.
That's already happened. That's already happened. I mean, what we are going to hear in executive session has already happened.
But will that balance out this budget for the coming fiscal year? I think is what Bruce is getting at, because we have this deficit that we need to close the gap on or attach a rider to.
So, Summer, you tell us what you want us to do.
Well, I think we should. I'm fine with passing it if there's. Arlene, is the whatever information will be shared in closed session? Is it something which will reduce the upcoming year's budget in any appreciable fashion that would affect that gap?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably by about half.
By about half, and I would suggest, since it's already been raised, as to why the printing issue is so much higher. And I'm serious. I mean, you can probably identify, some small cuts here and there that won't affect your bottom line.
Looks like there's a mistake to me.
Okay. So, I mean, it seems to me the $98,000 gap, that we should probably approve their budget with some sort of proviso that says, expenses have to be, pending information to be presented in executive session. And
Arlene?
Yeah?
Are you sure it's only about half of the deficit that you're talking about?
Yeah. It depends.
It depends on whether you do something else about it or not, right?
Right. Well, because it depends on what percentage of time we're talking here in that. Anyway, what is the pleasure of the group? Shall we go into executive and talk about it, or do we provisionally adopt the budget with the caveat that whatever we resolve in the executive session, LaVarne will change the numbers? Or do we go into executive session and come back again?
Well, I would be okay if it had some sort of rider that says, again, it's like that, projected revenue not exceed projected expenses, because it has to be a balanced budget. So if the information presented in executive session is sufficient to close the budget gap, then the budget is approved as presented and will be amended, to reflect that.
Yeah. I think that the other part of this is the part where BAI is not able to contribute to 70%. If they did that, it would definitely be balanced. It would be more than balanced. So, you know, what we have to do is like you had said, Summer, you know, what happens here is based on, you know, the station's able to meet their commitment for the shared expenses. And if they can't, you know, we cannot manufacture that here.
Nope.
What we do is try to help BAI in terms of the motion that you wrote, that you guys passed on how to, for them to achieve a balanced budget. You have to make sure that you're actually enforced, that motion is enforced immediately. And as soon as we can get our numbers completed and through the after the audit has been completed, which should be shortly.
Summer, you make the motion whichever way you want to go.
I move that we provisionally approve the budget as presented, pending presentation of information, which will close the budget gap in an executive session. And let's presumably close that gap, and then things can be changed accordingly as things develop over the year. We've only got 8 months left in the fiscal year anyhow.
Okay, now for the purposes of our secretary, slowly.
That the national...
I provisionally approved the national office budget pending...
presentation of information in executive session by the executive director, which will close the budget gap, and the numbers will be amended accordingly.
Okay. Okay, guys.
Okay. It's not that great an amount there.
Yeah. Is that acceptable to the the group here?
Let me read what I have. We provisionally approved the national office budget pending presentation of information in executive session by the executive director, which will close the budget gap, and the numbers will be changed accordingly.
Okay. Now, I only have one quick change.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, the wording. We submit...
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, we submit to the NFC, to the PMB for adoption. You know, just change that verb and adjective.
And then, again, we attach whatever the motion is that comes out of executive session
right.
That explains the change, okay, as a footnote.
Okay, so it would read, we submit to the PNB for adoption.
Right.
The provisionally approved national...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Pending, adjustments or...
Right, everything else will still be the
we
same.
We submit
just
to the PNB for adoption, provisionally approved national office budget pending presentation of information in executive session by the executive director, which will close the budget gap, and the numbers will be changed accordingly.
Will be amended accordingly.
Amended.
Thank you.
Great.
Okay, guys. Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing no objections,
This is LaVarne. I'd like to abstain on principle, even for the national office budget.
Yeah.
How do we record it? Okay.
An abstention is not an objection.
There you go, exactly.
No, if you want to be
on the record, you have to do a roll call vote.
LaVarne, do you want us to do a roll call vote?
No. Just like to record my vote as an abstention.
But if we don't vote, you can't abstain.
Please vote, yes.
All right,
roll call.
Here we go, hold on.
Thank you.
We understand, LaVarne, of course.
Yeah, of course. It's a matter of, ethics.
It's a matter of record.
Of course.
We don't want evil minds to think evil thoughts.
Of course.
By definition, won't they anyway?
We don't want to give them anything to chew on.
All right.
One likes to always be disinterested and to recuse oneself.
Does anyone need motion reread?
No.
Hearing
no. Take
all
the
right.
vote, sir.
Jim Boyd. Alonzo Brown. Kim Kaufman.
Well, now, what am I supposed to vote? Yes or no? I'm. Come back to me. I'm.
Do you want to reread it for her, Paul? Our Paul?
What?
Read the motion to
read
for
the motion
her.
Just so it's clear.
I've already heard it. I'm just, you know.
Okay, you want to just pass.
I'm not even sure whether I'm voting yes or no. You're voting for it, right, Summer? You just wrote it.
Yeah. Yes, I guess I will vote for it.
Okay. Alberto Luera?
I vote for it.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Summer Reese?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg? Alex Steinberg? Barbara Whipperman? LeVarne Williams is...
Abstaining.
Bruce Wolf?
And I'm voting yes.
Bruce Wolf?
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Yes. And going back, Jim Boyd isn't here. Alonzo Brown isn't here. Kim Kaufman?
Yes, I vote for it.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. 1 abstention.
Excellent. And we continue moving forward.
And we still have quorum by one body, right?
Yes, and we still have quorum. Great, excellent. Okay, I would like for us to very quickly, please, very quickly, do the PRA by just going over the front budget sheet. If we have it. Do we have it yet, LaVarne?
Yeah, I sent it out.
Okay.
I'll check and make sure.
So, well, let's see if the most important person, the secretary, has it.
Open document.
I think I probably
and
do.
And I did.
PRAM budget, it says, right?
Right. In Excel and in Open.
Oh, it's in both of those. Okay, so I'll just...
What time did you send it?
38 minutes ago.
Oh.
8:05.
11:05. Oh, well, 5 minutes after whatever hour you're in to be universal about it.
8:05. Okay. Bruce, do you have it, Bruce?
That's what I'm looking right now.
Okay.
I think I do. Let's see what happens when I... Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so what I'm looking at... Oh, yeah, okay. Good. PRA. Okay. It's right... Uh-oh. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I lost her.
What, which tab are we on? Budget?
Yeah, we're going to go just straight to the budget.
Okay.
To the budget. Unless somebody wants for us to go into the assumptions, fine with me, but we should just go over the budget and move it on.
Right.
Because we still have to go into executive session.
Well, we're waiting for our Paul right now, right?
No, they're not waiting for me. I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
Want me to start reading this?
Wait a minute. What was on your mind, Bruce?
Oh, no. Well, don't worry about it. If we can get started, let's get started.
Perfect. Go on, Paul.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second. Let me see. All right. The open office one doesn't have... you can't see what you're reading. You have to scroll back and forth across the entire thing. So I'm bringing up the XLSX one. Let's see if that one has the columns and rows locked. So that you can read it much more easily. And it's coming in now, and we're crossing our fingers. It's in front of me. So, FY11 budget. Okay. All right. This one scrolls. All right. Starting out, listener support, 180. Yes, it's PRAMB budget.
Mm-hmm.
June 18th, it says. Listener support, $185,000.
Now, this is total of what?
This
just says total
support.
And then 09 actual is blank.
Yeah, looks like it.
Okay.
All right. Listener support, $185,000. Donations below $1,000. $2,000. Sales, Other Archives, $15,000. Community Events, $5,000. Grants Income Others, $40,000. Central Services Income, $257,940. Total Revenue, $504,940. Expenses. Salaries and Related, $433,897. Board Expenses, $1,000. Administrative Expenses, $38,806. Programming Expenses, $62,124. Development Expenses, $40,500. Community Event Expenses, $250. Total Expenses, $576,576. Income loss before capital expenses. Well, looks like $71,636, except it has parentheses, but it's in the black. So I don't. Let's look at that for a second. Okay, expenses. It's in the red. $71,636
yeah,
in the
right,
red.
Right, right.
All right.
All right. Net income loss, $71,636. Capital expenditures, computers, $2,700. Technical equipment, $4,000. I have leasehold error. Okay, I don't know what that's about. Okay, I'm getting a crowd of errors after that.
Well, I can read the capital, so the total is $6,700. Total capital expenditure is $6,700.
That's right. So it says.
Surplus deficit, $78,336.
Mm-hmm. Is that in the red or in the black?
Well, it says black, but it has to be red.
It's, I mean, red,
it's in
yeah.
parentheses, so.
All right.
It's the capital expenditures added to the net income loss.
Okay. Expense details. Salaries and related, gross salaries, $311,326. Payroll taxes, FICA, $23,816. Payroll taxes, SUI, $3,908. Pension contribution, $4,787. 403B contribution, $12,453. Health benefits, $62,607. Consultants, $15,000. Total salaries and related expenses, $433,897. Administrative expenses, telephone, $6,000. Telephone radio lines, $480. Internet cable, $600. Postage, $1,800. Delivery and messagerial, $1,200. Associations periodical, $550. Bank charges, $1,500. Conferences training, $6,200. Office and supplies expenses, $3,000. Rent lease of equipment, $4,096. Storage rental, $10,980. Maintenance non-technical, $1,000. Other admin expenses, $400. Personnel search, $500. Computer maintenance,
$500. Yeah. No.
Total
yeah.
administrative expenses, $38,806.
Yeah,
board expenses, board meeting and travel, $1,000. And total board expenses is $1,000. Total board expenses.
Wait a minute.
Okay, wait a minute. It says total
okay.
board expenses. $39,000. Okay, it has merged total administrative with total board.
Ah, oh, that's what happened
We've
with the KPFK
budget.
$39,806.
You had that problem also?
That's what I'm saying.
We had that problem with the K budget, and you had it with WPFW?
I think there was another budget that had that problem, too.
Interesting, because this is a template-wide issue.
Okay, but I make note of that.
Be careful with that, yeah.
I can't make note of it right now.
Makes for a terribly unclear document.
It would mean it's about, okay. I'll keep a number in mind.
Well, there's that 38806 is being duplicated,
yeah.
right?
38806 may be duplicated. I haven't gotten there yet. Programming expenses, maintenance technical, $1,000. Website expenses, $624. Tapes restoration, $40,000. Tapes and supplies, $20,000. Other programming expenses, $500. Total programming expenses, $62,124. Development expenses, credit card fees, $8,100. Computer supplies, $900. Premiums, $15,000. Fund drive expenses, $4,000. Shipping packing, $6,000. Advertising promo, $1,500. Direct mail printing, $5,000. Development expense, total development expense, $40,500. Community events, $250,000. And that's the total. And that's what we've got. So we need to go and look at the total expense in the red.
Yeah.
And see what it adds up here.
Yeah. While you're doing that, I have a question, though, to go back to income. And I don't
okay.
know if anyone, it seems
go
to
ahead.
Me that when Brian went over this budget with us, that he mentioned something about a large grant that he was expecting to get. For, it had something to do with archives. Or something, it was American Archives or something like that. Remember,
they
it was
got
some big
grant.
Project.
Yes.
Is that reflected? That's, should we see that in this budget, or is that the $40,000? Or
I believe it's $105,000.
But if I may interject, because you know the archives is in our building, and I talked to Brian. Sometimes, if I'm correct, I think it comes in installments, doesn't it, Arlene or LaVarne? That it doesn't. It's not all in one chunk. Maybe it's spread out over a time period. Because, you know, it's while they're archiving this stuff. That's what the person who was working in there was like an additional archivist that was paid.
Right, summer.
Okay. That might be why it's like part there and maybe part in the previous fiscal year. I don't know. That would have to be checked.
Uh-huh. There wouldn't okay. be any in the previous fiscal year, but there might be some in the next. I'm not sure.
Okay, in the next fiscal year.
So it's not helping this particular budget.
I'm not sure, but most of it's in this fiscal year.
So maybe that's the $40,000?
All right.
I know they're using some grant money right now because that's I know they have an extra person that they said
was
specifically being paid for with that. So maybe that's a portion of that. Maybe there should be a note put there to get a little more clarity.
And I have a question. Is LaVarne going to be coming back, Arlene?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. There's two questions here. Let me reiterate the first one. When Brian came to us 6-7 months ago, he said he had gotten a grant from the American Archives of where is that money reflected on this budget?
I'm not sure it's there because I have a cost. I have that sheet in front of me. But I don't have the grant amount unless it's strictly, you know, it nets it out. But we would need to confirm that with him because I have the total cost for part one, for part two of the project. I have it right here in front of me. They sent it to me. And
so what's the amount for part one?
It's $137,538.
Do you have a time space in that
LaVarne,
number?
I think it's reduced to 105.
105. Okay.
Okay, but okay. So that's part one. Do you have a beginning and ending date for that 105? For part
no
one?
Idea. No.
No.
Idea.
What about part two? How much is part two?
Well, if it's been reduced, it would be because both of them were identical amount.
The same amount. Okay.
Right.
Now, okay. Well, that grant is not reflected, and his presentation back then, he was very, very happy that he had gotten that grant, and that was going to be a big part of the archives budget for this year.
But most of these grants, it's like, it nets. You know, you get the grant, you spend the money. So, we can confirm if it's down to 105. We can just confirm that, but it was net in and net out.
Okay.
And I can give you an update also on they pull their numbers together for the first quarter.
Okay.
And I'll just so, and to tell you that although we show that net deficit, that for the first quarter alone, he has his listener support in the budget was $185,000. Well, they've actually achieved $218,000 now. So he's, and at this point, he's $54,000 better than budget for the first quarter.
Okay. Okay.
And this part is like it goes in, it goes out. I'll just check to see. I don't think he put it in, so we'll just.
Okay. Now there's another. I have a very quick question, which is shocking to me. How a friend of mine used to speak English way back 40 years ago. There's a line item of premiums for $15,000 for the archives. I was under the impression that all of the premiums that the archives gave out were copies of the archive recordings.
Hmm.
Is that correct?
Well, just quickly off of the top of my head, some of these come on thumb drives, like those external hard drives. So there may be a cost for buying some of those in bulk.
And if I can also contribute to this, because, again, sometimes I hang out in archives, and I've talked with Edgar, who's one of the people who work in there. When they're doing bulk, whether it's to produce premiums for the fund drive that the station offers or if it's directly for one of the archives fund drives, they don't produce those in-house. They actually ship the work out because it's actually cheaper. And I've done CD production, too. I mean, it is cheaper to potentially ship it out if you're doing several hundred of each, you know, title, and you need to print the labels on them and everything, and you want to laser print it straight on the disc. So all of those things, I've been told that they produce only things that they're doing in limited quantities right there on the presses that are in the archives, and if they're doing something of a major quantity, that does get outsourced. So just in terms of wear and tear on the equipment and stuff.
Okay, so it's
reproduction. It may be something like that.
It's reproduction. It's
reproduction,
not actually,
yeah, totally. And Kim's right. The flash drives were like the big thing in our last fund drive. So
it's not like they're buying stuff like the stations. Okay.
It's parts.
You know, like the stations that they buy premiums to give out to the callers.
No, I think it has things to do with actually putting out
with the
archival. And just like
deal.
Kim said, we've been using a lot of computer flash drives. I'm sure that's costing money, too. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
What can I say? We have income that I think is not being properly
accounted for.
Yes, on the income side, especially the question about the $105,000 budget, I mean grant, we also have brackets of $78,000. That means that, and LaVarne's already indicated that she needs to go in and check it out and come up with a resolution on the income side and the two positive things on the income side that might go up is that the grant might not be in there and that according to the first quarter of 2011, Brian's already running a little over $50,000 more of income, which obviously I would think could adjust that particular public support line item to reflect that. And theoretically, if we can fix the income, the deficit will go down to maybe possibly even on the positive side. What do you members think about that? Or did I confuse you totally? Confuse you totally now?
No, that was exactly what the first thing I was noticing, is that there might be an underreport, you know, that they're too conservative in their revenue assumptions, and that's what's leading to the deficit.
Is it possible that it's just an error, maybe? I mean, because it... No.
I think that on the revenue, I think, this is the side of when you start looking at a budget after the year has already unfolded. That you know, we should just leave the budget as it is, and that we definitely see that, and that the grant, I said the grant should net to zero in terms of income and in terms of expense, because that's basically what your grant does. You exhaust it. So, you know.
However, Lavarne, if the expenses that grant represents are in this budget right now, but the income is not there, we have a deficit.
No, that's not. I'm positive that's not the case.
Okay.
But I can just confirm that for you.
Okay. So, Lavarne, question for the CFO. Do you, given what has been presented here, if we make a motion to adopt the archives budget, to submit the archives budget to the National Board for adoption, it is going to go in with a $90,000 brackets on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my concern, that I think all of us would like to figure out a way where the $90,000 bracket is not there on the archives.
Why are you saying $90,000?
Or whatever the number
is. Or $78,000,
whatever. What is the number, please, Sarpal?
$78,336. Change.
Okay.
$78,336.
Right now, this budget is $78,000 short, Lavarne.
Mm-hmm.
And given the mood of the National Finance Committee, do we want to send the budget to the National Board that's $78,000 short when we know it isn't? Help, Lavarne.
I think that, you know, the way I would approach it is that I would just basically say that, you know, the budget was done very conservatively, that on his direct listener support, you know, he estimated that it would come in about 185. It was hugely successful, and that his deficit that was initial in the budget, that he has basically, he's working out of that right now, that he has. And this just shows that, you know, that when you actually budget conservatively, you can actually produce good results. That although you make, this is more of a challenge when he had the negative, when he had a deficit, that he was able to meet the challenge. He was able to work harder to produce a higher income with his listener support. I mean, on the other side, you know, you kind of applaud the people who did budget, you know, early and conservatively, and then just let them reap their good rewards. I mean, that's what I would say.
Well, yeah.
And Lavarne, can we perhaps clarify it with Mariana tomorrow, and perhaps we can find out that there's actually a balance there that we're missing?
Yeah, I can send her a note now.
Well, In that case,
Brian's out with surgery right now.
Oh, can I say something?
Yeah, well, we do not necessarily need Brian. We need the accountant. Go ahead, Bruce.
Well, I understand what Lavarne's saying, but the thing is, I thought the policy we were trying to follow, though, is not to have budgets with deficits. And I know we. You know, so I still have a little problem with, even though, you know what I'm saying, since we haven't approved.
I know what you're saying, and I agree, Bruce.
Yeah, isn't it possible, though, for them at the PRA to go back?
That's why I'm saying maybe we can check with Mariana tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is my suggestion. We can send a resolution to the National Board commenting the fact that the archives budget needed some numbers that we couldn't get in time to give a recommendation. And therefore, we will leave it up to the National Board to receive those numbers and let them take action on the archives budget tomorrow. And in the meanwhile, we could send, well, I don't know, I better not add that. I was going to say send the budget as it is right now, but to some of our National Board members, and if they actually look into that, they'll start asking questions, and we're not going to have that much time tomorrow for too many questions on all of these budgets. There's a full agenda for tomorrow, and there's a time certain to end, and I don't know what's going to happen, but at least I want to send something to the National Board concerning the archives budget, and I'm just so sorry that we have a question dealing with a $70,000 that are short, and again, nothing negative meaning with my statement, but we have been seeing budgets all throughout this process of budgets from all quarters coming in with more projected expenses than income. And it's very difficult for us as persons that are just reviewing to make any situations. We're really not in a situation to do cuts that will balance those budgets. And I don't think it's fair to the National Finance Committee, as we're reviewing this budget, that every single budget that has come to our attention has come in with more expenses than there is income, and that puts us in a very hard position because we're having to go through this process that we're doing right now, and it's not fair for everybody. It's not fair for everybody concerned, not even the budget person that put the budget together 4, 5, 6 months ago, all the way down to us and up to the board. And that's all I have to say, and I'll get off my stump. Summer, say something.
Hi, Alberto.
They're going to love us on the National Board tomorrow. Tons of budgets are going to hit them all at once, and half of them we're saying, and this is provisional. So I'm okay with, I like to close up these little gaps that we've got hanging out on these budgets. That's for darn sure. And if there's a question as to how much money came in, I'm fine with passing it on, saying we didn't get to pass muster on it because we're waiting for some numbers, but I don't know if we're going to have the numbers realistically, and I'm not sure if people... I mean, it's a small budget. It should be approvable without too much hassle. It has fewer moving parts than a radio station budget, but still...
Go ahead. If you want to make a motion, I'll support it.
You know, this is LaVarn. I just want to let you guys know that, you know, always in the past, except I think last year, well, even part of last year, the PRA budget always is in deficit, and by the end of the fiscal year, usually the national office was covering their payroll. And so this year, you know, so the budget is basically, I think, the way they've always been. There's a deficit. The national office has covered the payroll at the end of the year. But their start of this year shows that they have been they've raised a lot more money on their fund drive, on their 2 days of national fund drive, than what was expected. So basically, we'll break even, and then when we confirm that, again with the grant, there will not be any surplus in the grant. It will just break even.
Well,
there might be a timing issue.
Okay. Well, you're going to tell the board tomorrow about this particular budget. Also, you're also going to be the person that is going to present the national office budget. So I'll help you if I can tomorrow, and I'm sure Summer will also explain if they have any questions. You know,
yeah.
If the other members have questions, we'll try and get it through the process tomorrow.
And the number we're going to get clarity on tomorrow is going to be the grant money. And is there another issue that's going to be clarified, we hope, tomorrow?
Listener assumption.
Just the assumptions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. But, yeah, I'm fine with that.
The listener assumption and see where the grant is in this budget.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the best plan of action.
We also, Harpal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
We also need to make a note about that little repeat in the expenses.
I'm sorry,
look
what?
At that and say, holy hell, look at this. You know,
that board thing?
We got carried down the board thing, yeah.
Yeah.
What board thing?
Okay. At one, let me get to the line.
Yeah.
At
the administration board expenses that get mingled.
Yeah, that thing. In
yeah.
There.
If you look at just the expenses summary, though, it's not duplicated there. So.
Yeah, it's not. But somebody's liable to look at it. And say,
oh yeah, sure.
Wow, total board expenses $39,000. How
can that be manually fixed? By the way. That number, can that
it
be corrected?
It can be manually fixed. We have that same issue in the KPFK budget.
Yeah, I mean, somebody could pull it out of there, but either we pull it out of there and change the budget, or we just make a note and say, look at cell AA130 is screwed up.
Well, if it's possible to pull it out before sending it to the national board, you know, LeVar and everyone, I recommend that, because you know there are people who will pounce on that, even if we explain it to them ahead of time and say, this is all messed up.
Okay.
Line, what's the line item, Arpal, that needs to be...
It's actually cell AA130.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same issue we straightened out on the K budget.
Okay, this is in the budget tab?
It's in the budget FY 2011. It is cell AA130.
Okay.
It's summing up an extra thing there, the $38,000 from line 115, and it shouldn't be. Actually, looking at it, I'm not sure why that cell's doing that. It's summing.
I think the problem are board. There are no board expenses. Well,
of course.
It's a carryover from the New York budget. It's the same template. I think it's gone around the network, maybe.
Yeah.
It seems to be the exact same spot in all the budgets.
What should the line be?
Well, that's just it. I'm looking at it right now, and it's
line 130. Yeah.
0130 to Z130. And
it adds
where
up.
Is that? Let me see. It must have.
It's
something.
Administrative expenses. There are no. This should be.
See, that line 130 is carrying down all the expenses from line 115.
Yeah. On the other hand, the formula isn't saying to do that. So I'm confused right here.
Should be administrative expenses.
Oh, I see what it's done. It's not, the default is not with cell AA130, it's with the cells to the left of it. They're summing 115 plus 128. And so what
they're
doing is they're going up and they're copying total administrative expenses. All right. The problem is with cells 0130 through Z130. It's 0130 through Z130.
What we
need to do
is change cell 130B to total administrative expenses, which will include board expenses and administrative expenses. So this line 115 should just be administrative expenses. Take out total, and then cell 130B or A and B should be total administrative expenses. There you go. That's
so
all.
so would that change the bottom line on that budget?
No.
No, no, it doesn't.
Okay. Thank you. Any other piquitos you guys have come up with?
I'll just send this to Bertone, and we'll send this out tonight, and we will and all of this stuff will go to Bertone. And you know, one other thing, if you could do our poll, or you, I can send this back to you.
Send it back to me, please.
I'll send it back to you.
So what about you? What about Laverne? You calling the lady over at the archives that does the books?
Mariana?
Yes.
Mariana. Yeah, I'm sending her a note right now to Efren and to Mariana.
Okay, to clarify those numbers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So am I hearing that ARPAL will distribute the national office budget to the board and the archives budget to the board?
And the K?
The K is not done. We were going to go into the executive.
No. I'm just right now. I'm just trying to cover what we've got right now. Can you say, the national office budget, can that be sent already to the board right now?
And our poll is going to send it all up.
Point of information.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be proper to wait until we have the executive session and get those little provisos hacked out real quick so we pass them in one email so people don't... Yeah, because otherwise they're going to nail the deficit and not see the motion that covers it.
Yes.
Thank you.
This meeting is going to start disintegrating fairly quickly.
We're all exhausted.
Want to make sure our Paul is not left holding the bag by himself.
This member is starting to disintegrate on his own right now.
It's pretty late on our side of the ocean.
It must be. It's after midnight, isn't it? I'm exhausted here, and it's California.
It's 19 minutes after midnight here.
Yes.
Okay. So let's get. Summer, you're in charge of giving our secretary the motion for the archives budget so that we can go quickly into executive session and see what we can do out there.
Okay. Do you need me to give you additional wording, R. Paul? Do we need to quickly hack that out?
We should probably give me wording because I'm not, I'm bad.
You're not wordsmithing at this hour. So the Pacifica, the National Finance Committee,
recommends to the board.
Go ahead.
Recommends. That's the only word.
We're recommending to the board on the other budget, on the PRA budget, though we're not passing a recommendation, correct? We're just going to let the board itself look at this thing?
I have what Alberto said before.
Oh, good. I like that.
I'll read what he said, and I think we can make something out of it.
Beautiful.
Then
lovely.
Resolution to the PNB commenting the fact that the PRA budget needed some numbers. We couldn't get in time to give a recommendation. Therefore, we leave it up to the PNB to receive those numbers and take action on the PRA budget. So I think we might say...
Second that.
Well, let's see. Could we send that? Send resolution to the PNB commenting the fact that the PRA budget... we could maybe just take that. It's late enough.
It's late enough for us to get away with it. They'll get the gist.
And make it a motion.
Okay.
So the motion is to send a resolution to the PNB commenting the fact that the PRA budget needed some numbers that we couldn't get in time to give a recommendation. Therefore, we leave it up to the PNB to receive those numbers and take action on the PRA budget. Good enough at this hour.
Perfect. Yes. The only thing I would like to say is start the sentence with the National Finance Committee.
There you go.
I think, you didn't do that.
Yeah, I'll clean it up, yeah.
Any objections, Alberto?
I don't have no objections. Do you have any objections, Summer?
Mm-mm.
What about Kim? Are you still awake, Kim?
I'm awake. Am I off mute? I'm awake.
Okay.
What about abstentions? Are there any abstentions?
Ask without objection. Abstentions aren't objections.
Last time we had to take a vote, remember?
I'm also just kind of listening because you guys are all much more experienced about this than I am on this stuff, you know.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But we're just as tired.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't have anything to add, so, like, I am unnecessary, you know.
Bueno, hearing no objections, Mr. Secretary, go ahead and point out that there being no objections, the resolution was adopted. Are we ready to quickly go to the executive session?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I move to return to executive session.
All those, are there any objections to moving to executive session? Wait a minute. We will be getting up the stream now. And thank you very much for hanging out with us.